USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Hundreds of National Guard members who were asked to leave the U.S. Capitol were allowed to return indoors after spending time in a cold parking garage on Thursday night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it shameful.
Many of them had to be sleeping on cots for the week, very few bathrooms and others. Many of the congresswomen and men were coming down bringing them pizza and others and thanking them. The next thing you know, they're just swiffing them out the door.
McCarthy tells Sean Hannity on Fox News he puts the blame at the feet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the move outrageous. Several lawmakers pressed U.S. Capitol Police to reverse course late Thursday night. Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. House Speaker Pelosi is expected to send an article of impeachment to the Senate on Monday. Trump is the first former president to face impeachment after leaving office. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow, the MyPillow premium pillow, and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
One person is dead and two others critically injured after a tour bus rolled over on a road in northwestern Arizona. The tour bus based in Las Vegas was headed to the Grand Canyon. Federal investigators say the driver was attempting to fix a problem with the airflow and became distracted, then veered off the road and overcorrected before crossing a median and overturning. 44 people were taken to the hospital. His name is all over the Major League Baseball record books. He's known as the man who dethroned Babe Ruth to become baseball's home run king. Hank Aaron passing away at the age of 86. A doctor in Texas has been fired and is now facing charges after stealing doses of the coronavirus vaccine, reportedly to give to his family and friends. Hassan Gokul is also facing up to a $4,000 fine and a one-year prison sentence. Prosecutors say he took a vial containing 9 doses from a vaccination site. Court documents say the 48-year-old doctor gave the vaccine to 9 people, including his wife. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Not even a week in, a lawsuit has already been filed against President Biden's administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of union jobs have been lost due to President Biden's executive order signed this week.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who has been nominated by President Biden as Health and Human Services Secretary, announced a civil rights investigation on Friday of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over allegations of excessive force, retaliation, and misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.